There's a great little Aussie charity that's running around Australia at the moment, and it's coming to Mackay real soon. Grab Life by the Balls, the man behind it all. Sammy, how you doing?
Mate, just kicking back here. We're at Bluewater Creek at the moment, so just north of Townsville, staying with some friends.
And you're just cruising. You're just cruising around Australia, spreading the word about taking grabbing Life by the Balls. Tell me, what is it?
Yeah. It's just this laid-back social sort of accidental charity that we started, just getting blokes together. You know, men's health and well-being. The stats around that when you mentioned men's mental health, men's health, or suicide, they're pretty un-Australian statistics. And I was like, well, we can do something about this that isn't too academic, that isn't too professional, that's something that's laid back and that meets Aussie blokes where they're at. And like, who doesn't like having a good time? Turns out getting guys together and having a good time is actually super beneficial to your health. So why not? So that's what we do.
And a good time means a lot of things to different people, but a chin wag means something else.
It can do. And that's an accepting space where you can just rock up and be yourself, obviously within certain parameters, but you know, rock up and be yourself and have a chat, you know, talk about anything. Talk about the weather, don't say anything at all. Talk about some of the stuff that's going on in your life. Talk about, you know, how bad Queensland are at rugby league, whether we're going to win the Ashes or not, you know, the weather, the tide, or whatever's on your heart. You know, it doesn't really matter. But the most important thing is actually getting men together. The stats show that that's really important to actually increases longevity, increases our life expectancy. It's super beneficial. Whereas the other side of the scale, particularly at the moment with the stress and the uncertainty that's been going on, not so much in Queensland, but across Australia and the world, you know, feeling a little bit more isolated. And it's so much better to have a wingman or a couple of blokes in your corner that understand what's going on or have been there before or are there to share life's, you know, ups and downs with you. And that's what we're just creating. We're so busy these days, you know, going for a coffee or going for a burger or whatever it is that you like doing. You know, that sort of gets pushed by the wayside. I remember Dad hanging out in the shed in country New South Wales, down in Leeton, where he grew up. And Dad was always having but he was always having a beer with the next door neighbour and that sort of thing. These days, that I feel like that happens less and less, even in, you know, local areas such as Mackay.
You know, you've nailed it there. Talking about your neighbours, I reckon a lot of us don't know our neighbours. And even if we do, we don't converse with them enough. You know, years ago, you're right, you could just go next door and see XYZ and have a chin wag for no reason. Now it seems to be, I've got to go to your place for a reason. And that could be a bit awkward for some people.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, we're all busy doing life. And unfortunately, we've got this charity that runs laid-back events for blokes because we probably need it structured and factored into our day. And that's why we try and run them weekly once they're up and running, is that there's something there that's planned, that's ready to go. Like, otherwise, it just gets consumed with everything that's going on.
How's it looking for Mackay? Have you got things sorted out for here to get it started here or what?
I've got a bit of traction on a couple of posts in Mackay. We've got to finalise a couple of things in Townsville at the moment, and then we'll figure out when we're coming back through. So I'm pretty keen for a burger night, probably at Urge Burgers, I think it. Burger Urge.
Yep.
Or a decent coffee. If you've got a coffee shop in mind, let me know.
Yep.
Sort of set that up once we've got some details sorted on our way down. Just got to get the car serviced and a few things while we're here. So once we've got a plan, we're coming.
Because that's what you're looking for. You're looking for champions, a few blokes, a few people to actually run it and get things sorted and do it regularly.
Yeah, and that's the, you know, everyone's busy and all the guys that run our events across Australia have their own busy stuff that they need to get on with. They have their own challenges with everything that's going on like every other bloke. They have their own health concerns like every other bloke.
Yep.
It's just having a solid guy that's going to be turning up and can, you know, a couple of hours a week is about all it is. It's pretty simple. It's pretty laid back. You know, that's all we need, but that's the key ingredient that we need to make sure we build some strong mateship within Mackay.
Whenever you mention the title to people, do you get giggles? do you get giggles? You do, all right.
It's more when people introduce me and they're saying it. Laugh. It was funny because we were looking for a name that kind of talked about what we were doing, but also had that sort of that Mambo kind of vibe, but not as cheeky as Mambo.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, it's quite funny. And I thought, you know, women would, you know, maybe push back against that name. But they're like, as soon as I tell them what it's about, they're all in. I've just had an issue with a couple of guys. They might be more sort of surf club related. But that was a few years ago. We won't go there.
No.
That's the only issue we've had. Everyone's quite enjoyed it. You know, I think it was Seven News on the Sunshine Coast. I think the guy reading the news had a bit of a smirk on his face. He had to introduce the segment, which was quite funny.
On your bruffy. I like it. Hey, Sam, when you come to town, let us know. Let's catch up and let's get this thing rolling because it's a fantastic initiative and I love the name and it's all about mateship. Get in the conversation starter, buddy.
Yeah, cheers, Rob. We'll definitely hit you up, mate. Thank you.